Oh, Pew doing good today. Pew having it well, you know. Pew able to just breathe in that oxygen, man. Just breathe in that air and feel good. Yeah, sounds very cheesy though. Breathe that air, feel good. I don't know, man. I just feel like, no. Just the experience of life is interesting if you could be conscious enough to experience it. I have two things I have on my mind to talk about today, and that's the mind and love. Yes, you would know just listening to me enough that I have an obsession with the human mind. I don't know so much about the mind. I'm not an expert, you know, so I'm not the guy that knows all the terminologies or technicalities of how the mind works and different areas of the mind. But one thing that I have done a lot is spend time with my mind. What I mean is, I've spent time without distraction and just observe how the mind functions. So I'm in a position where I feel I could talk about it, and this reason why I have done that is because I have found myself in positions where I thought my mind was useless, man. Honestly, found myself in positions where I couldn't control my mind. I couldn't control my actions sometimes. It's standard stuff, you know, the standard everyday things that we get to think where we get to overthink, or we get to react so much, or I found myself in positions where my mood could be altered real fast by things that were happening around me. So standard stuff, and most of these were I felt personally I was at a disadvantage because I had some habits that were not the best for my mind, you know. For example, I started getting into habits like weed when I was really, really young, 15, 16, and I was playing with that stuff. And yeah, you're getting the balls at that time, but over time, you find that this stuff affects your mind real, real, real bad, and you sometimes would not be able to real function or do the normal things that you were expected or capable of without that balls, right? And this affects your mind so much. So there are some things you get to suffer or deal with when you have a mind that is not cared for, or that a mind where there is no attention given. So when your mind is neglected because of the nature of the mind, when your mind is neglected, it loses itself. It loses its grip. It's like, let me give you an example. It's like a vehicle, right? You're driving. The car wants to go wherever you send it to. You go left, it goes. You go right, it goes. But your hands has to be on the wheel, right? But if you leave the car and just keep pumping the acceleration, the car is gonna go. It's gonna go wherever. It's not gonna stop. It's just gonna keep going. And that's the way our mind works. Our mind has this natural automatic acceleration. It's going to keep going. It's meant to collect information, process information, collect information, process information. That's just what it does, right? And it, when you just keep pumping the gas, the the gas keeps going, the car keeps moving, your mind keeps thinking and doing its thing. But when we spend some time with our mind, that would mean learning how to drive the car, how to go left, how to go right. Because think about it, it's a tool we use for mostly everything we do. If you need to think, you need to want to think critically, you need your mind for that. If you want to pay attention and focus, you need your mind for that. If you want to just not stress, because now we have so much issues like anxiety, depression, we have the inability to focus, just the amount of shared distraction that we get to deal with every day now is ridiculous. Yeah, we live in a world that is full of technologies and devices where we're just stimulated all the time. Cool, love, would love these things. These things are awesome for our lives. But there's also that neglect or that responsibility that it brings as well. If we're going to always cater to our notifications, cater to our phones, that means our brain is being trained as well to get distracted. That means we have to spend extra time to make sure that we pay attention to how our mind is functioning, because the mind is a thing that goes to the direction of the stimulation it gets, right? Or the attention or the training that our mind gets. That's why we're all so different and unique. There's no two people that can be the same, because no two people have the same experiences and no two people have the same information coming into their mind every time. And our body gets shaped, our minds get shaped based on the information or based on the things we do a lot. We're creatures of habits. You do something over and over and over and over and again, your brain physically takes that shape of that habit, of that response, of that chemical, of that stimulation. And when you are not consciously doing nothing, you subconsciously do that thing that you've trained your mind to do. So if your mind is built in a way where it's taking the shape of whatever action you're taking or whatever thing you're doing, you know, it's very important that we consciously make sure we are involved in those shapes, those patterns that our mind gets to form. It's not a matter of whether I like it or not, is this something I want to do, and it's not a matter of that, because we could find ourselves in situations that we cannot leave. We could be trapped with our mind, where we can't leave some habits, we can't break free from some actions because our mind won't let us. That's why, you know, the whole concept of getting, you know, getting addicted to whatever. You can be addicted to anything, you know, and that addiction could, you know, I'm not going to point on any substance right now. I'm not going to point on any habits or any way of doing stuff. We know the numerous things that we are addicted to. We are all addicted to our technologies. Some of us are addicted to different substances that produce level of dopamine. Dopamine is good, awesome and not awesome at the same time, because it's one thing that we crave so much and could be a very, very great reason why we get addicted. That's why I have I don't know if it's empathy the word I'd use, or so much I don't know. I'm just sorry for the children that comes into this world where there's just so much devices, so much stuff, so much things to stimulate dopamine in their brain. And I'm begging parents, man. I'm begging parents to please help children to be able to have themselves. I don't know if that makes, just be them without always wanting to watch the TV, always wanting to do all the stuff that would produce so much rush in their brain, because there's so much danger to it. As much as we could, you know, free up space and free up room and let our kids just be in front of the TV watching a show, or we could, you know, just give them the tablet or just let them do stuff that would occupy their brain, there's also a lot of danger that comes from that, because they grow up to not even understand reality anymore, because they find themselves just filled with all this information that their brain needs to constantly produce, that just being okay with being alive, it's not okay anymore. It's like they just want to chill. They are bored all the time because they always want this stimulation and blah blah blah. I get it. We are living in a world where we can't escape it. We have to deal with these things. We have to use these things. We are married to technology right now, and anyone will be deceiving themselves if they tell me they will be able to live without it. I bet the Mennonites, they sometimes hide their phones so that the congregation do not see that they have phones in there, right? That kind of thing. I'm sure they go with their buggies and running, but on the back of the seat there's like a cell phone they're using to make phone calls and stuff. We cannot escape it, especially for our children. They are in this world, and we are going to use the stuff. The stuff is crazy. It produces a lot of dopamine in our brain. That's the same thing with alcohol. That's the same thing with cigarettes. That's the same thing with most of this substance that has age limit. The reason we have age limits for them is because they produce high level of dopamines in the brain. And our children, you would not give your kid a bottle of vodka, a bottle of beer to drink, because of the effect it has on your brain. We realize that their brain is not mature enough to deal with those things, right? So why do we give our children all these devices that would boom, boom, boom stimulate high levels of dopamine every time, every time, every time, every time? Their brain is not developed for that. It's not love, it's not kindness to give a little kid technology all the time. It's okay for them to use that stuff. It's okay to use, but they also need a long period of time for their brain to settle, for their brain to develop, for them not to be constantly stimulated with those stuff. Anyway, that's my rant on the brain and that development and So we need to train our brains. We need to take time to understand this thing. The brain is a very wonderful, it's a very beautiful thing that has so much power and potential, and taking the time to understand it is, it's cool. And for me, the best way I've found to understand how my mind works is just staying away from stimulation and distraction, and try to just stay in a quiet, still state. Then you'll be able to observe what is actually happening inside your mind. You do that enough constantly, you would start to find patterns. You start to find patterns, and you start to understand that some things you react to is just a construct or a product of your mind and imagination. It's a product of your memory. So your memory is a collection from the past, and your imagination is your vision or imagination of the future, right? So sometimes we allow these things come into our present moment, and it could create a little bit of, you know, clash, friction, if we align our imagination or our memory to upset our now, our present, right? So understanding the difference and using those different states that our minds could be in, using them for what they are supposed to. Like if you're trying to reminisce, or you're trying to think about something that happened in the past, you want to tap into your memory and enjoy that. Let's say you're talking to your spouse or some other friend, and you need to go back and think of something that happened and have that conversation about it. It's great to be able to do that. You want to remember that when you touched the burner the last time, it burnt you real bad. You want to remember that stuff. So our memory is good, it's for our protection, it's great. But when we now allow that ability to do that to start upsetting us when there's no need for that, it's not cool. If you want to plan for something, if you want to build something, you want to, you know, a vision, a future, I don't know, whatever you need to think about in the future, you need your memory, imagination for that. You need your imagination for that, and you want your mind to be able to do that. But you also want to be able to come back to your center, come back to now, come back to this moment, come back to today, come back to this time, and actually drink your Pepsi or drink your Coke or eat your burger or whatever you need to do, or eat your food, and actually feel like it's the first time you're eating that food. So just being able to spend time to understand different patterns in your brain consistently, if you can do that often, you'll be able to, you know, understand your mind better. So please, 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 I appeal to anyone that is stressing, that is anxious, that is stressed, that is dealing with depression, that is dealing with anxiety, that is dealing with stress, especially stress. Stress is the most funny thing ever, because stress is just feedback. It's a reflection of your state. Stress is not a reflection of your circumstance. Yeah, circumstance vary, but sometimes we get stressed for not doing stuff. Imagine COVID, for example, what COVID is doing. We're all locked up in the house, in the lockdown. We're all locked up, boom, locked up. You're not doing anything. There's nothing happening. You're all in home, but we're stressed. Oh, I'm stressed, man. I'm locked up all day. Like, dude, you're supposed to be at home. You have all this time. You have all this, I don't know, freedom. There's less things to do. You shouldn't be stressed. But for some people, that produces stress, right? So I feel that stress is a reflection of your state. And when we work to stabilize our mind, stabilize, train, or organize our mind, then we are able to... Then what were we able to do? I don't know what we're able to do. When we organize our mind, then we are able to... Oh, man. When we organize our mind, when we organize our mind, then we are able to be more stable. So when your mind is more organized, your body in turn naturally starts to get organized as well, right? So your body follows through, starts to get organized. Then we tend to get less affected by our external pressures, or we are able to deal with it better. So if you're stable, it's just like a stone, right? If a stone is there and is rooted and grounded, if you kick the stone just does its thing. It doesn't matter what's happening around it, right? It's a stone that is rooted and grounded there. You can't move it. It's like that too with our system. If our system is more stable, it's more grounded, it's hard for external stuff to affect it, and there's going to be less, you know, stress that could be incurred by our external system. This involves training, this involves practice, this involves consciousness, education, and there's just a lot of work that we need to continuously do to get to that state. But we need to start driving the car. We need to take time to be conscious about our mind to be able to, you know, do that stuff. There's something else I wanted to say, but I can't remember it right now. But that's the rant for our mind. Please love your mind. Take care of your mind. Take time to master how it works, and it's going to help a lot. Because if we're going to be living our life, if we're going to be here, we might as well, you know, try and live it well. You know, I'm saying. So, yeah. Okay, what else? I also want to talk about love. I also want to talk about love and how love should be our motivational force with our actions. But I'm going to leave that for another conversation, and let's just make this about our mind. I want to see if I could just delay a little bit and see if I could remember what I had coming or thinking or do. So stability, we got to, you know, yeah, well, I lost it. That's the thing though, with not, you know, taking notes or having an outline as to what I want to talk about, as opposed to just coming in and ranting. It's like you tend to forget stuff along the way. Anyways, I'm working on creating a system where I could have show notes, or I could add additional information if I forget something in my conversation or argument. I want to be able to add additional information when when I don't have enough information in my conversation. Anyways, take care of yourself. I feel like our mind is one thing we need to work on, we need to concentrate on, because if our mind does not, it doesn't matter how much desire you have, it doesn't matter how much will you have or what you want to do, if the tools that is given to us cannot do those things, then it's not possible. If you can't love properly because you're incapable of paying attention to your loved ones, what's the point, right? If you can't enjoy work because your mind isn't letting you, it's incapable of that, what's the point? It's just going to be harder if the tools for the job are not there, right? They don't do what they're supposed to do. So it's like, if you want to use the pencil, you gotta sharpen it well. Anyways, I'm going to go now. There's much love here, much love, and yeah. I remember what I wanted to say. I remember. So, I remember it. I'll bring it up. So as I was saying, much love here. Everything's coming from a place of truth. I want to connect with you and give you the best of me. You know, that's why I'm not drafting stuff down, that's why I'm not writing stuff down. I'm just expressing myself the way I come. Like, I'm assuming you're with me right now and I'm having this conversation with you, right? So I just learned that the Greek word for humble is grounded. You know, a lot of times when we think of humility or to be humble, we think of it as you know, you gotta be, I don't know, gotta be low, you gotta think of yourself as low, you know. But with the Greek word, which means grounded, it's back to what we're saying about the mind. When you're grounded, when you're You're just stable. No, that's stability. I feel like when you get to a mental state of stability where you understand your state, your weaknesses, and you understand what you actually are clearly, there's a lot of correlation with humility and being humble with our state of mind. Because if you're grounded, if you're stable, like the word implies, right? Grounded, you're humble, that kind of deal, right? I still like chipping that in. I don't know. I haven't connected, the proper correlation between those two things, But yeah. When you're grounded, you're humble. So when you're thinking of humility, when I think of humility is being this grounded state. And whatever that means, that what does it mean to be grounded? I feel what it means to be grounded is to be stable, to be clear, to be irrational, not rational, right? You're not just reacting crazy. You analyze things and see things for what they actually are, not just what someone is saying, but the true context of what they're saying, and understanding our weaknesses and the weaknesses of others. That's the way I see humility. It's not a state of being weak or being low or being shallow or not expressing yourself. When you're grounded, that also creates a state of boldness as well, where you can utter your feelings in a very confident and respectful manner. Respect. Man, I don't want to go respect. Respect. Anyways, I have to leave now. Your time is appreciated a lot. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's your boy, Mr. Gray, and this is Dramada, where we talk about things that are true, that mean a lot to us, that is working for us as we try to connect ourselves to a wonderful, beautiful world where we could express peace, true peace, and unity. Oh, I should put tranquility there.